my babe, welcome back. Whether you're watching on the YouTube channel or you're listening on the podcast, don't forget to subscribe, like, follow, share, so I can keep making more content like this. I just got back from the gym, so excuse my hair, and I may be a little bit sweaty still, but I just wanted to hop on really quickly because I got this huge download, you could call it, for myself personally, and I figured, you know what, let me share this, because if I'm struggling with this, I know somebody else is probably struggling with it too. So let me just put it out there. And the thing I want to talk about is abundance, or manifesting, or whatever you want to call this feeling of joy in your life, feeling satisfied, feeling like you're living your life to the fullest, right? We all have goals. We all have things that we want to accomplish, things that we want to become, and it's okay. It's okay to have these things, and it's okay to not currently have them and feel like maybe you're missing a little action, right? Maybe you want something to change or manifest for you, and that is okay to have that feeling, but you also need to allow yourself to live your current life to the fullest. Now, what does this actually mean, right? So some examples in for me, how I make this mistake and I don't live my best life now, is saving outfits for certain special occasions, not wearing my nicest perfumes, not wearing the jewelry I want to wear, wearing raggedy clothes around the house because I'm not going anywhere and no one's gonna see me, not expressing the fullest love to my partner because he didn't do some certain thing, or he's not acting in the perfect way, or he doesn't look his best right now, or for whatever reason, right? All the excuses that we make in our head as to why we still aren't happy, why we still aren't satisfied. It's like we have to affirm that what we have isn't enough. And we think that in order, by saying, okay, I'm not going to give my full gratitude, I'm not going to give my full joy to what's happening right now, because if I feel like that full gratitude, if I say, okay, I appreciate this, then that means I'm not going to get more. This comes from like a place of survival, especially if you had any lack or limitation in your childhood or early years, because we think that, okay, in order to be provided for, we have to complain. We have to say, no, I need this, I don't have enough, I don't have enough love, I don't have enough money, I'm not pretty enough, I don't have enough clothes, I don't have enough jewelry. And in order to get more, we have to complain, we have to stay in that energy. Now, this may have worked in your childhood when you had your parents providing for you, right? Because let's say you had brothers and sisters, the child that has the most complaints is usually the one that gets the most attention up front, because what else are parents gonna do, right? They need to solve the problem at hand. And so they're obviously gonna give the most attention and resources to the neediest child, to the one that needs it the most. But this ain't childhood anymore. This is real life. And so you no longer can live and succeed by those same rules. You have to apply a different mindset to now being an adult and actually living your best life and manifesting better things, not just coping with what is given to you by your family or your friends, like creating something for yourself. And the key to this is feeling gratitude. And not just gratitude, let me go a little bit deeper into this. It's not just feeling gratitude. It's allowing yourself to feel deeply. And this goes for all emotions, right? Specifically the ones that have to do with joy, excitement, peace, love, but even the negative ones sometimes. You have to allow yourself to feel all the way, right? Don't say, oh, well, when I can actually buy the thing that I want to buy, then I'll celebrate. But for now, I can't celebrate until I get that thing. Like, let's say you want to get a new car, or you're ready to get a new job. And the car that you see that you can afford right now, it's not the car that you want. So you feel like you can't really be happy for yourself that you just got this new car. You can't really have the excitement of getting a new dream car because it's not the car that you want. So allowing yourself to really feel that excitement and not set these blocks for your own happiness, that is truly what's going to give you that deep fulfillment in your life where you actually feel like you're living your best life. Okay, because I know that's a super general term and it means different things for everybody. Like, we all have different measures of what defines a good life, and so it really is very subjective to how you feel in any given moment. There have been times where I haven't had as much physical abundance around me, but I've felt higher vibe. So it doesn't necessarily matter what's going on. It doesn't matter what you have. It's really about your perspective. Because think about it like this. You got a new car. You don't allow yourself to feel the happiness of this fully because it's not the car that you wanted. So let's say 5 years later, you saved up enough money. Now you finally get to have that car. But now that you have made more money, you have lived longer, there's an even better car that you can't afford, right? Because every time we can do a new thing, that also unlocks a next level of a desire. So if you're sitting here waiting to get that next thing, realize that when you can get that next thing, there's gonna be another thing that's even better. And so think about it like this. You're going to be waiting to live your best life until you have that body, or you can wear those clothes, or you have that dream car, or you're working the job you actually like, or you're dating the guy you actually want to marry, or you're being friends with the people you actually want to be friends with. You're waiting for all of that, but there's never going to be an end date. Like, there's never going to be a final conclusion. Because this is life, baby. You don't stop growing and desiring until you die. So even when you get that thing that you thought you wanted, there's going to be a better thing. There's going to be a next level. So asking yourself the question of, okay, considering everything I have now, I know it's not exactly the thing I want, but I have faith that I'm going to work towards these things and get these things. For now, how can I enjoy my life? How can I live my life to the fullest with what I already have? How can I enjoy the friends I already have in a way that makes me feel good? How can I enjoy my current partner in a way that makes me feel good? Not everything has to be like the final thing, okay? Maybe this relationship that you have is just helping you get to the feeling of being able to be that good partner, and then you'll manifest the partner you actually want. Or maybe the point of this relationship is to teach you that what you have is already perfect and you just needed to realize that. Okay, there's so many different perspectives to this, but the point is you can't keep waiting to live your life. You have to start living your life now. Wear the nice clothes now, wear the nice shoes now, get that bag dirty. Get those nails dirty. I know you just got your nails done, but get those nails dirty. Chip those nails. The whole point of getting a fresh set is to use it. The whole point of getting new clothes is to use them. Get those clothes dirty, right? Scuff those shoes on the sidewalk. There's a certain joy that comes with using things. If you don't use what you already have, baby, you're not gonna get more. In fact, you're gonna lose what you already have. You're gonna hold on to it so freaking tightly, you're not gonna get anything new, and you're not gonna be able to actually enjoy what you have. So you have the thing, you got the desire, but you're not even enjoying it. Okay, it's like you're trying to manifest all this money, but then what are you gonna do with the money? Are you just gonna throw it in your bank account and not even enjoy it? What was the point? What was the point? Now, I know there's, of course, investing, saving for your retirement, all this good stuff, but there's a difference between preparing yourself for the future and setting yourself up for success versus hoarding money and being so stuck in scarcity that you refuse to use anything, you refuse to do anything. I will literally do this with the dumbest stuff, I swear to you. Like, I won't use like the nice cups. I'll only use like the shitty plastic cups because I'm like, oh, the nice cups are for special occasions, right? Or I'll eat out of the Tupperware instead of eating out of a nice plate because I'm like, oh, the nice plates are for dinner or they're for special dinners. Or even today, like, I was about to not even come on this video because I'm like, oh, I'm not wearing makeup, I just got back from the gym. I'm still sweaty. You could probably see it if you zoom in. I'm still sweating, like that workout was serious. But I was about to not come on here because I'm like, oh, I have to like change my clothes, I have to put on my jewelry, do my hair, do my makeup, be presentable. And then I realized, you know what? No, I don't have to do all that. I can show up and say what I'm gonna say and still provide the same value to you regardless of how I look. I can still live my life to the fullest, enjoy my life, and not set limitations for myself. Not say, oh, in order to post a video, I have to look like this, I have to talk like this, and I have to be like this, blah, blah, blah. No, I can live my life, okay? I don't have to lose a certain amount of weight to wear the clothes I wanna wear. It doesn't have to be a special occasion for me to do that. My partner doesn't have to do something for me to tell him I love him. He doesn't have to do something for me to do something nice for him and express my love. All these little rules that you're making for yourself, just stop. Stop it. Live your life to the fullest now. Use it all up. Use that good hair cream. Use your nicest shampoos. I don't care if your hair is dirty, right? Put on the nicest thing you have. Like, I'm running out of examples to express this to you because I'm using like the girly examples for my life, but this goes so deep as to how you even walk. Like, oh no, I can't walk confidently because I'm not dressed in the clothes I want to wear. No, yes you can. Yes you can. Oh, I can't be flirty and sexy because I'm not wearing red lipstick. I don't have my hair done in a sexy way. I don't look sexy right now. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Let me know in the comments if you've struggled with this in any other area of your life, if you have other examples. It could really help me and it could really help other people watching this video be able to resonate with it more if you're able to kind of share your experience with how you've been holding yourself back, areas that you need to just stop waiting and just live. Just live to the fullest. Have fun now with what you currently have. You can't wait for the fun to come to you. You have to create the fun, right? I don't look for the energy, I become the energy. You can't seek out what you don't already have. But what you already have will be reflected back to you and it will be amplified even more. So today, how did I do this? I wore my finest perfume to go to the gym and go work out. And as I was spraying it on myself this morning, I'm like, oh, you know, I'm just gonna sweat anyways. Like, I'm probably gonna shower. Like, why do I need to wear perfume? Because I'm bougie and I can. Because I have the perfume and if I don't wear it, it's just gonna sit there. So I don't care if I'm gonna rinse it off 10 minutes later. These 10 minutes of me feeling luxurious using my best perfume because I'm worth it is enough to make me feel joy. So I can live my life now. I don't have to wait for some red carpet event to come up for me to then say, okay, I can allow myself to wear this fine perfume now because I have to go to this event. No, I can wear it all day, any day. I can wear it right before to go to the beach if I want to. I can spray that shit like Febreze. And it's so funny because when I got to the workout class, I'm like, oh, I don't even smell it on me anymore, whatever. At the end of the class, the trainer was like, oh, is that you wearing Baccarat? And I'm like, yeah. She's like, oh, you smell so good all the time, every time you come here. Cause I literally wear that perfume pretty much every day. Like, I stopped waiting for the right moment. When I got that perfume, I'm telling you, it sat on my dresser, my vanity, for like a month. I used it one time and then I was like, okay, this is a special perfume. And I put it to the side like a hoarder, like literally a hoarder. Don't do this, okay? Do not do this. But now I've been using it more and I love the fact that the same day where I was questioning, oh, should I do this? Is this too much? I was reminded, yes, because other people notice the love and care that you put into yourself. So bottom line, start figuring out what little areas or even big areas you can start like maximizing a little bit, like going into it a little bit deeper, expanding your emotions in whatever way, whether it's good or bad, just start feeling more, start embodying more of what you already have, because not being scared of running out, not being scared of doing too much, doing the most, that is what gets you to the point of cellular level faith, deep faith, soul faith, that you know more will be given to you. Okay? And with that intention of enjoying what you have and manifesting more, things start to become a little bit easier, a little bit more effortless. You start getting better luck. You start having people compliment you on these things. You start getting better results. You start getting little nudges to do certain things, okay? But you have to make the first move. You can't wait for things to just come to you. You have to initiate that process. I know with manifesting, there's a lot of the spiritual side of attracting things. And while that is a key factor, you have to make the first physical move. You have to make that decision. Things won't just come to you because you thought about it one time. Like, there's more work that goes into it, or else everybody would have what they manifest, right? Everybody would manifest instantly and this wouldn't even be a topic of discussion. So with that being said, if you are ready to invest in your personal growth, I have so many courses, downloads, different offerings to help you, whether you're trying to improve yourself personally, physically, emotionally, mentally. Maybe you want to launch your own business. Maybe you're just trying to feel more peaceful in your life. Or maybe you need to talk with me one-on-one and figure out exactly how we can solve your problem together. Whatever you're looking for, everything is linked in the description below. So always feel free to check that out, and let me know in the comments if you have any requests for any video topics, anything you're struggling with. And with that being said, I love you. I wish you the best. You can do it, and live your best life now. Stop thinking about what you don't have and start enjoying what you do have. Okay? Love you. Bye. Mwah.